Nice.
Alvin and the Chipmunks version.
Or
was
really
it? Good.
Or did you go back after we finished recording and make a new theme song?
By the way, guys, we're going to Brett's house, so if you're playing, you know where we are.
That's right. Brett has the window open. It's raining outside.
Yeah, but you really can't hear it anymore. I think it stopped.
All right, so welcome to episode 10.
Mike didn't like the lyrics that me and Mario wrote for him.
No, he is. He's going to be doing it at home.
He's going to do it?
No.
He doesn't like the... What? Yes, you are. I don't know. He thinks he has choice. You don't have choice. You just do what we told you to do.
I have free will.
So right now we don't know if people listening have listened to the version where Mike sounds like Alvin from Alvin the Chipmunks.
No, I will leave the sound like Alvin the Chipmunk.
But change the words.
Exactly.
I getcha.
And then with the lyrics that me and Mario wrote.
Anyways, so yes, we do have a couple of things to
talk about. We actually have a plan today. I don't know.
We
all of a sudden, Mario like wants to be structured.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just think that we... I don't know.
He was like, let's make a plan.
I'm sorry. That's just changing from one thing to the other. I found this awesome link to watch live pandas 24/7 in China.
China Panda Cam.
It's amazing. It's called I...
Heart Panda?
It's live.ipanda.com. No, it's called live.ipanda.com.
I stock pandas.
I think it's hilarious. It just changed my day. Because every time I feel depressed, I just go there, look at those pandas, don't caring about life. They're just there eating that bamboo, whatever.
Feeling depressed? Watch
no,
a panda.
No, the only problem is that we have 12-hour difference with China.
You need to move this thing up.
So when I'm up, they're sleeping.
Oh.
And when I'm sleeping, they're up.
You could watch
them. So you watch them in their sleep.
But they're cuddled together. They're just so cute.
You could watch a sloth. I think that would make you less depressed, too.
I think the pandas are creeped out.
If I'm not going to... When I'm going to Costa Rica, I'll be looking a sloth. And if I don't get kidnapped, like our theme song.
Yeah. Well, maybe our theme song. We don't really know what played at the beginning, do we?
Well, now we know.
Yeah.
But I, during this week, talking about pandas and animals, I found an awesome article that says 11 animals more likely to kill you rather than sharks. Because this is shark week.
Is one of them a bee?
Yeah.
Actually, number one is actually, you want to start from the...
Bee allergies.
Let's start from the last one.
Okay.
So the...
Are they descending, like, is number one the most likely to kill you?
Right.
Okay, then start with 10.
So start with 10.
So the last one is actually the shark.
Right.
Okay, least likely to kill you.
Less than one person is killed each year by the shark.
But that's because not a lot of people are just living in the ocean.
Yeah,
from 2006 to 2010, only 3 people were killed by sharks.
And they don't like
in the whole world?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt
from
that.
When to when?
From 2006 to 2010.
Oh, okay.
Some people, they just don't know they were killed by sharks.
Yeah. Some of them just get injured by sharks, but not all of them get.
And they don't come on land and knock on your door.
Then number 9, we have snakes.
Snakes, okay.
Then we have spiders. Okay. Horses.
Horse?
Yeah, well, maybe thrown off a horse or something.
That's true.
Then we have the cows.
Cows.
Cows are my favorite thing, though. Well, no, giraffes are my favorite animal. But.
Like bulls? Like goring people at the running of the bulls?
Well, this article says 22 people are killed in the U.S. every year from this seemingly docile creatures. They're fun to pet, but get kicked in the head by one is not as fun.
Cows kick people in the head?
I know. And you know also what they do? They fart. And when they fart... Yeah, every time they fart, there is like the ozone things, the
methane,
whole just spreads out. So for every cow that fights, a person dies somewhere. Every time a cow just drops one, boom, somebody's dropping dead.
Okay.
So they're really killers.
I didn't.
They should be number
they're
one.
Really killers.
Then we have jellyfish.
Really? Okay.
Ants.
Ants. That's interesting.
Like fire ants? Like in the Amazon.
50 people are killed each year in Africa from ants.
Yeah. Fire ants, maybe.
They may be small, but dozens, hundreds, even thousands of stinging ants can really add up. And then you die.
Oh.
Then we have dogs.
That
dogs. Bees. I hate them all.
Bees are number... Directly. What is that? What are you up to? Number 3?
Bees are number 1...
4.
Four.
Okay.
Then we have deers, number 3.
Kicking again?
Going no, because people drive probably. On them. Yeah.
Oh, on the road.
People just run them over. And
I don't know if that should count, but okay.
Yeah.
Then we have your favorite.
Hippos.
Hippos are number 2.
Yep.
roly-poly exterior is just to lure you in.
Maybe that's what they do in Colombia.
I gotta guess, like, crocodiles are number one.
Maybe when people kidnap you in Colombia, they lock you in a room with a hippo. What? Say it again.
Guess what number one is.
What?
Mosquitoes.
Oh, malaria.
655,000 people each year die.
Malaria.
I don't trust this list. Crocodiles aren't even on there. Tons of people get eaten by crocodiles, like, every day.
Yeah, but...
or a day.
Hello, how many cows are farting every day? You want to put cows all with of them. Crocodiles?
I have to think more people get eaten by crocodiles than by hippopotamuses.
Yeah.
Well, because you live in America.
I don't know who that made that list.
I made it.
Hippos are pretty dangerous, so they're not friendly.
Hippos are... Well, they look good because they're fat. Fat people look nice, but then, you know... That's a lesson for you guys. If you make an if you get a fat person getting angry, they may just roll over you and then you're dead.
They might just eat you.
But then they get hungry.
Yeah. They roll over you.
Yeah. Is that what a hippo
does? They don't have to do anything.
Wait, are we talking about hippos or fat people now? I lost track.
Hippos and fat people.
So if you see a fat person open their mouth real wide, just get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they might just crash you. Like a s'more.
Yeah.
S'mores. Sounds
good. Yeah. So that was my animal thing. It was pretty awesome.
Did you guys see that, Mario? I sent you an article about a guy in Florida.
You did?
Yeah. Speaking of sharks hurting people. So this, you have to read it. I want Mario to read the headline. You got it?
Faith remains strong for shark butt survivor.
Shark butt survivor?
Shark bite survivor.
It sounded like shark butt survivor. It did.
A Largo man?
Yeah.
What's a Largo?
Largo is a place in Florida.
Oh, I thought it was a Largo.
So hold on.
Because Largo in Italian means large.
Oh, Largo, right. A fat man.
So a large man.
He used to be large before the shark attack.
Maybe that's a good way to lose weight.
If a shark bite your fat
just off. A large man in Florida was bit by a large shark.
Shark. Just to use some part of your body that you want to get out.
All right. So no. Here's the best part, though. Hold on. I got to get Mario to read it. Oh, did I pass it? Okay. Hold on. We're right there.
Why you want me to read?
Okay. By the way. Start from by the way. This is about the same guy. Okay. This is the guy who got bit by the shark.
By the way, Nari, I guess is the name of the guy. Is that the name of the guy?
Yeah.
Nari has also been struck by lightning, and his right leg has been bitten by a rattlesnake. He's also been punched by monkey twice. and now can claim that he has survived a major shark bite.
Yeah.
So, wait a second.
What does this guy do?
I don't know.
Struck by a lightning, bit by a snake, and punched by monkeys?
Twice smacked by a monkey.
Oh, that is crazy.
And where is he from? Of course he's from Florida.
I want to be one of those monkeys just punching people around.
What is with people from Florida?
Hey, what are you doing here?
Mario wants to be one of those Gibraltar monkeys. You should just go to Gibraltar and live with the monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Are those the ones where they
I know what Gibraltar is, but why are they monkeys?
There's like old monkeys all over the place.
And what do? They just punch people?
They just like hang around.
They're winning people to cross the thing, and then they just punch them because they made it.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome
to Gibraltar. Here's your free monkey
punch. Is that the place where people do get attacked though? Because like,
the monkeys are everywhere. They feed them.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why they tell you not to feed animals.
Don't feed the monkeys.
Because then they come back and they get mad when you don't have anything.
Remember when we went to San Diego, the zoo, there was the seals. They were just there for food. They didn't care about us.
Yeah, that's true.
If you had a fish in front of you, they would be your friend. But then
most animals don't care about
us. I didn't
us.
Like them, yeah.
The nerve. They didn't pay you any attention.
Offensive.
That's what Mike said to me, Mario, when he went to San Francisco. I texted him and I basically asked him like, "Oh, did you get in okay, or did like the plane crash and you're dead?" And then he was like, "Oh, you would have felt so bad if I was dead.
If I was actually dead."
And then I said, "No, because you'd be dead. You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know."
Yeah, but you would know.
I don't know. I can imagine like on the news.
We cannot even shut up to his funeral for all you know. You don't even know we're going to be there.
But you would know.
I would know, but I wouldn't feel bad.
Wow.
I'd be like, thank goodness he never got to read that text.
He'd be like,
that's the only point. Yes.
You know you sent it.
I don't think
down.
That would be like on the news the next day, like 300 people die in a plane crash, and like a phone found on the scene said,
"What, did you die or something?"
That becomes like the whole story. It's like, who is the jerk that sent this text?
Who would do that?
Who would do that to their friend?
And we found out it was going to be one of the Gibraltar monkeys. whatever the name is,
Gibraltar
monkey.
Giblet monkeys.
Those evil monkeys stole your phone.
So Mario. A while ago, we talked about how in Italy, like the way they name American movies in Italian is really funny.
Right.
And so
this guy wrote this article called Rome If You Want To. Life is funny when you're an American attorney in Rome.
Okay.
And he's talking about that he was tired of watching American movies, so he was just starting to watch some Italian movies.
Uh-huh.
And he started to realize how ridiculous the translation of some of the movies are.
Uh-huh.
So the movie Jaws, in Italian is...
Lo squalo
che mangia tutti.
No, it's just called Lo squalo. The shark. And then I don't know if you guys know those movies in English.
But I thought the explanation was hilarious though, because it's like, oh, but if we just called it Jaws, no one would know what it was.
Yeah, this guy was exactly. Like,
in the United States, everybody just went into this theater like, I wonder what they're going to show us.
I asked an Italian girl once, and she said, but if you just call that film Jaws, no one is going to know that it's about a shark.
This is you reading this guy's quote, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the picture of the shark on the front of the...
Yeah, except for the shark coming out of the water eating the girl on the poster for the movie.
Ferris
Bueller's
Days Off.
Yeah.
It's a crazy day on vacation.
No,
you guys saw the movie The Producers?
No.
No.
Okay. In Italian, it's Please Don't Touch the Old Women.
It sounds like a sign that you put around, like,
please don't, like a shoe of old women. Yeah.
And the guy said, I'm pretty sure there aren't any old women in this film. Nothing about this title makes any sense in any planet on any day. But I'm sure Italian went to watch it.
Please don't touch the old women.
Please don't feed the old women.
And that's the best one, I think. Weird Science.
What's it called?
So Weird Science is called The Explosive Woman. The guy didn't even put any explanation. He just laughed at it.
That's awesome.
And it's like, let's move on.
So basically, they name their movies like what should be the name of the movie is like the description.
Yeah, pretty much. Like Clue, the movie Clue would be like, The Butler Did It.
I don't know, but it's pretty awesome. But I think the Italians do it because it's a different culture. We're amazing. We're an amazing person. So
that's why we do that stupid thing.
So amazing that we turn names into explanations of the whole synopsis of a movie.
Sounds about right.
Mario.
So we've been podcasting for more than a year now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Technically last month, I think, but we didn't remember.
Are we celebrating?
Wait, isn't this the fourth time we've mentioned this now?
No, we said that it was the 10th episode.
Yeah, we said 10th episode. We didn't say 1 year anniversary. This is the first right here.
Are you with us?
I see.
Do you even care?
I see.
Guys, two openings. Two openings for Mario's Best.
Mario's
We're hiring pretty soon.
Mario's mm-hmm. going independent.
So you guys really see this as like a separate milestone then, huh?
No, I need somebody. I can do nothing by myself.
Okay, fine. All right. 1 year anniversary. But it's more than that because I think we did the first one in July. This one will come out mid-August.
Oh, we're a couple of months late. What's the problem?
Actually, I think we mentioned it last month and we cut that part.
You cut that. I cut that.
Yeah, I did.
Important. I have to talk about poor Veronica. Every time we mention about her, she gets cut.
Yep.
Can we please leave this at least?
Okay, we'll just
say
leave
it. Veronica, we'll leave this part right here. And okay, thank you.
Veronica.
Veronica listens to the show.
Veronica, thank you for being a listener.
Veronica, thank you for actually calling Layla up the other day.
Veronica.
Veronica did the nicest thing, seriously, like ever. Because Layla was having a little bit of a crisis.
Thank you for being so nice, Veronica.
And Veronica is the one person who's actually called to talk to Layla, and no one else, just Layla.
I feel like this is a publicita for Veronica.
It is.
Like it's really like, and there's now a word from our sponsor, and it's really like, Veronica, she calls her children to do it about it. Veronica, she'll cook you food when you're sick.
Your
Veronica, she'll make you feel better by giving you a big
hug.
We
need Veronica.
Veronica, don't you want a Veronica in your life?
Your kid feeling down? Veronica.
Well, really, Veronica's really nice.
No, but I'm not kidding. It was the sweetest, kindest thing. You see, when you have a kid... Now I understand, like, with my parents, you know, because, like, anybody who's, like, somebody at the bank could give me a lollipop, and my parents would think they were, like, the greatest person in the world.
My parents would think they were trying to poison me.
Spit it out!
I would throw it away.
Where did you get that lollipop?
Stranger danger!
Throw it out. Yeah. But now I realize when people are nice to your kid, they're, you know, all of a sudden...
All of a sudden,
you would no. I'm saying, you know.
So you hated Veronica before?
Yeah,
this?
I used to just hate her.
No, after she called you, like, she's the best person ever.
She was the worst, most horrible, evil person.
Veronica.
And it was awesome.
And Mario, you had another shout out you wanted to give.
We have to thank our listeners, right?
Yep.
So we have Jaylene. We have Alana. We have Aseya. Yep. They're amazing, and they're always listen to every single episode.
A whole family.
This of being said,
loyal followers.
I feel like since we're going to name every single one of our individual followers.
Yeah, this could get hairy.
I didn't actually mention the names of the couple from San Francisco that are big fans. Last weekend,
and it's true.
I felt kind of bad about that. Last weekend, where did that come from? Last podcast, and I do want to mention their names: Rodney and Denshawn, some good friends.
We actually met them; they're awesome.
We've all three of us met them now. Yeah, they were super nice.
Thank you for listening all the way from California.
Yep,
we're coming to you soon.
I wanted to mention that this is important.
Important. Okay,
so I wanted to mention that I think it's awesome that our podcast has become like
I've seen it with an important face.
Official road trip entertainment.
Yeah,
like all kinds of people keep texting me or telling us online that like they listen to our podcast on these road trips. Like people driving down in California. I know like Michaela, I think, said she was on a road trip. She listened to some episodes. There's a girl out in another friend out in actually Sacramento that was in Peru. And she was listening to our podcast out in Peru.
That's awesome.
I know Jared and
Marisa
were listening to our podcast in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We're international.
We are. And Mario's
we crossed
mom,
the Gibraltar monkey.
Mario's right. mom and listened to at least like 2 minutes of one
Rodney,
of our episodes.
Rodney and
Denshawn
were listening to it on their road trip across the country.
So travel
really?
People, travel.
Did they
so
drive all the way out here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to see us in
right.
the podcast.
Oh, and
that's
also
how big
to see if we were real.
We also have to thank you, Kristen and Kara. They always to listen every time they were.
It's true.
Traveling.
She I was told
going
you before.
From Ohio to Florida.
Pretty soon,
I think.
It's going
to
be every person that we haven't mentioned is going to be offended.
I know. You should feel bad if we haven't mentioned you.
Every one of our.
Well, if you know we have not mentioned, it means that you're listening and we apologize for that. But if you don't know we didn't mention you, means you're not listening, so I don't care.
Or they are
Does that
listening
make sense?
And we just
Or that we just
know.
Skipped a bunch of people that listen.
Right. I mean, we have a lot of.
Well, if that's the case,
we
apologize.
Several listeners.
And we should congratulate Mike, the other Mike, on his new job.
Oh, it's true. We have one of our mics that
Mike and Nelly
got on a job.
We're both very, very happy.
So we have to pick a name for our fan base. There were some people did respond.
I thought we just decided on Potato Heads.
I think that is the winner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think
Sweet Potato Heads. No, Potato Heads.
What,
I think Potato Queen will win. But anyways, you guys said no.
Well, you have to vote. It's just Mario.
No, a lot of people voted for Potato Queens.
Did anybody really vote for
yes.
anything?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we get some comments.
Potato okay. Queens.
We should have set up a...
Pretty often. But Potato Head sounds good because it's more gender neutral. Unisex.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Mario Knows Best has a Twitter now. Mm-hmm. We haven't tweeted a whole lot, but we do have a Twitter. So look
Well, I will tweet, but I don't have access to it.
Yeah, it's just Mario Knows Best. So
Is
look
it a password
up on Twitter. I'm not telling you the credentials right now on a podcast.
Well, I know, but...
But I'm telling the listeners of our podcast
oh,
that
I was talking
they can
bluff.
At Mario Knows Best on Twitter. That's us.
Oh, I got a juicy one. So...
I just realized that whenever Mario eats on the podcast is when I really start laughing and getting asthma and having,
Sorry,
to,
I
having
to
find
to
my inhaler.
I'm eating dry mango.
It's okay. I got a new inhaler yesterday.
So, yes, we do have a Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And I also said every time you guys like something on Instagram, which is really popular, just put the hashtag Mario Knows Best.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So everything gets saved there. And my last post was Fat People Are Hard to Kidnap.
So, Mario, you had a Napolitano lesson for us today?
I do, because today it's a rainy, cold day here in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not really cold, but it is rainy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll give you that.
Close enough.
That's chilly.
I'll give you rainy.
I'm sweating.
My sentence, actually going to be a sentence.
Okay.
It's going to make it hard. Because for
right.
the 10th
You're making
episode,
up for like the last 4 months?
Yeah.
Even though it's summer, it's so cold, it looks like winter.
Okay. That's long.
I know.
It's deep.
Go ahead.
So, pure si sta ma stagione.
Pure si sta ma stagione.
Oggi fa fredda.
Oggi fa fredda.
Cabar vierna.
Caparvierna.
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 No, Vierna.
Vierna.
Vienna.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Pure sistema stagione. Ti spacco la faccia.
Okay. Ti spacca la faccia.
Ti spacca la faccia. That would be better one.
Spacca.
Con mango.
Ti spacca la faccia.
With mango. Spacca la faccia.
Ti spacca la faccia.
With mango.
We don't want to advertise violence.
Just because you smacked Mike in the head with a
no,
mango?
No, we leave this to the Gibraltar monkey.
Can you say, ti spacca la faccia? Can you say, ti spacca la faccia con mango?
Comang.
Ti spacca la faccia con mango. That's, I'm going to break your face with a mango.
I think we have an episode name now for this one.
Ti spacca fasch col mang.
That's what
I like that one better.
That's good.
I love those Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gibraltar monkey.
Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm. What's the real thing?
Giblet.
What's the real name of that place?
Giblather.
I'm not that dumb. I know that's not
Gibraltar.
Right. Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
Gibraltar.
No, come
it
on,
is,
guys.
It's Gibraltar. It's Gibraltar.
And that's true. It is.
The Rock of Gibraltar.
Gibraltar? That's
Gibraltar.
So
it is
Can
weird.
Can you say Gibraltar breathed heavily?
Oh, no way.
There's not on even, Arnaldo?
I'm not even trying.
Wait, I just said you're Napolitan. Now I want to hear you say Gibraltar breathed heavily.
How can Gibraltar breathe?
On the happy man.
Gibraltar? Gibraltar?
Gibraltar?
Gibraltar.
On the happy monkey.
Gibraltar breathed heavy.
Heavily.
Heavily.
On the happy monkey.
On a happy monkey.
On vacation.
On vacation.
With a banana.
With a banana. With a mango. Ma lo spacca faccia tutti
due. Tutti due? Did you say due?
Yeah, so I love those Gibraltar monkeys. I'm going to deep my knowledge for them. Doesn't make sense, but
you get approfondire.
I don't know if you did it. Yeah. Thank you. I don't know if it's in English.
I thought maybe you meant
to
dip.
Increase your knowledge to yeah, I wanna, deepen to.
I just honestly, in my mind right now, just picture like those hundred of monkeys waiting for people to get off their boat. And as soon as they get off that boat, they just punch them.
Smack
them. They knock them off.
Like in like Hawaii, the women wait around on at the airport with a lei.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, they just punch them in the face.
Yeah,
they just have monkeys instead of little girls. Instead of putting
the lei.
I think it's like a monkey turnstile, and they just hold their hands out. And you walk through it,
slap
them, and it just slaps you.
They just—you don't understand anything. I love this. I love those monkeys.
Yeah,
monkey punching.
I'm gonna go there just to see the monkeys.
So next podcast, I think we might have a special guest, right?
Gibraltar's monkeys?
No. Somebody, we've been trying to have him on for maybe the last one or two episodes.
Ooh.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah.
Hopefully, right?
I
don't know.
If we have some better planning, we just keep failing to plan these
things. Yeah, we haven't planned things well. Plus, he probably works on a Friday.
Probably.
Unlike us, who none of us are working. Yeah. And he has, I think he has a science lesson planned for us.
It does.
Ooh. So.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, guys, so that was episode number 10.
Next episode will be a good one, because...
Yeah, maybe.
This one stinks as usual.
If he's on, it'll probably be good. Because the last time he was on, it was really good.
I don't know, guys. You just don't give us idea. Just give us idea, and we will talk about them.
That's true.
So let's finish our podcast as usual. What are we doing tonight?
Do you want to tell people about the...
T-shirts?
Yeah.
There's going to be a T-shirt. I haven't gotten it done yet. But hopefully soon.
Okay.
Hopefully by the time we record the next podcast,
we will have it.
I'm hoping that there will be a T-shirt, a Mario Knows Best T-shirt.
It's all based
on a Mario concept.
About it now or not?
No.
None of the proceeds will go to us, so.
There won't be any proceeds.
Don't buy it out of pity, but buy it because you love us.
What will they go to?
Well, we have to say this next time anyways. But
we'll make them as cheap as possible.
We would just. Yeah.
And if there are any proceeds, I think they should go to our domain name.
We're going to try to get a website too.
Yeah.
Because we know how
to facilitate.
You know, this whole Mario Knows Best thing is just exploding across the country.
Oh my goodness.
And we're even Peru.
We need our
it's
own
largo.
We need our own website.
It's largo. Okay, so let's finish episode number 10 saying what?
That's it.
Ciao.
That's it. We don't want to say announcement.
No.
Nice announcement.
Hopefully, you'll see a t-shirt soon.
Probably.
On all the 50.
You gave it out already.
On all the different 50 sort
no,
sites.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, we already told people about it last
time.
We
did?
Yeah, we did. They know there's a t-shirt. They don't know what it is yet. It's based on a...
It's awesome.
It's a Mario concept. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
It's a belief.
It's a deep-seated belief that Mario has.
About everyone.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Episode 10.
Elizabeth says I talked to her, so the queen says I too, guys.
All right. Tell her I said hey.
Hey.
Ciao.
God save the queen. We don't mind.
a princess on a hill that's up all day. She woke up one day, she woke up every day. She never went to back to bed, but at night she went to bed. At the morning, she woke up very early. She did everything that she wanted to do. She liked it, she liked it, she liked it, she liked it. She liked it. She wanted to be that way like she was. The way she liked it, the way she wanted it. She liked it so much, she felt like anything, but she looked serious.
That was good, Leila. That was really good.
All right.